right, Cogs, say something to the nice people.
Yeah, there it goes.
And start.
It's weird.
Is that what we're gonna do?
I don't know.
Just say hello. Be yourself.
Hey, everybody. It's Cogs. We're back.
You're awful at this.
I really am. We're back from our roast weekend.
Yes.
We all feel a lot better.
Not completely.
Yeah.
Not really.
No. I think I'm kind of cold.
Oh. Well, Tommy sent me a text. He's like, did you really have pink eye? Because I was like, my only goal this week is to give everyone pink eye. I was like, no.
But we're back. No. Gogs is back. Vinny's back. It's good to be back,
it
people.
Is. We survived.
Yes, we hope that you all are
having
a wonderful beginning of winter. And as I know we are, it's cold as fuck outside.
To all our World of Warcraft geeks, put down the cataclysm, listen to the podcast.
Whoa.
But yeah, we are back, and it's good to be back, and without any further ado...
What the hell was that?
That's a weird noise. I might be dying inside.
Oh, man.
What?
Without any further ado, Gogs, I gotta ask you, I ask you every single week, what is it this week that you hate? What has caught your ire, sir?
Well...
That's a good word, by the way.
Ire.
Ire is
you like that word?
Pants on ire.
That's our spoken word troupe. Pants on ire. That's pretty good.
Liar, liar, pants on ire.
I like it.
This week I hate, it's not that it's so much that I hate my IT staff at work, but just the general, the way that, do you ever notice how the IT staff kind of holds you hostage?
So you're talking about Vinny.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with this.
Because Vinny's, that's what Vinny
get
does.
Out.
Right, yeah, so... Vinny holds his company hostage, just like so many other IT staffs. Well, maybe it's different in other companies, but in my company, like, it's such a celebration when they get something right. Like, when something gets fixed, it's like such a, like, a miracle of miracles.
When they fix something, the
right.
IT people.
What
did they fix?
Well, I don't know, like, say the server's acting weird or there's a problem with email. It's not just a quick, oh, we'll take care of it because we know what we're doing.
Right.
It's always, hey, well, let's see what we can get. First of all, they'll tell you to restart. I don't care what the problem is. They will tell you the computer could be on fire. And they will tell you to try and restart.
Have you restarted the machine? It is actually incinerated.
Right.
Is it plugged in?
Right. It's long off.
You would be so surprised how many people don't have their fucking computer.
I'm not saying there's not a lot of dummies here. I'm not saying that the IT department has to deal with a fair share.
Let's read between the lines, people. Gogs hates Vinny.
Here's the way I look at this situation. So being in the IT department is kind of like being in the police department.
Right.
Because every day of your life you need to deal with the shittiest shit heap of people all day long.
True,
fucking dummy moronic idiots.
Right.
Right? So it's not that we're taking you personally. It's nothing personal. We just need
you
to assume.
You built up the shell.
Right. We need
guilty
to assume.
Guilty until proven innocent.
We need to assume you're a complete and total fuckhead moron.
Well, you like to think that I've built up a reputation with my IT staff over the years that I know that I'm not a complete idiot.
No, because at any point in time, a real intelligent person could do something really
real fucking stupid.
Dumb.
Yeah. Well, so, it's just funny because it's like they can almost hold the staff. Okay, here's the thing. If I fucked up on my jobs as much as... If I blew as many deadlines as they seem to blow, we'd get fired. But we can't shop for new ones because they're... It's like a no-bid contract. Like, they're always... It's our only plan. It's our only option.
I have a question because, you know, I work for a rather large company that still acts incredibly small.
Right.
Do you have an IT staff that actually, like, works on premise all the time?
Yes, two people.
Yeah, we don't have that. We have this, like, subcontractor that, like, comes in, and those guys...
Blocker?
No, he does my phones. But, I mean...
No, these guys are here.
They're with you all the time.
Well, maybe a couple of dummies.
I'm at the main hub, too. Like, we have three offices. Well, four offices.
Right.
And they control everything from there. They have to satellite out to the other offices. But as far as my office is concerned, it's... They're always here, except when they're not, which seems to be always. Like, whenever something's wrong, I'll walk over to their office, and I'll be like, hey, and I'll look over at Karen, I'm like, are they there? No. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Well, you're pretty smart with computers. Like, what kind of stuff do you run into?
Like, wacky shit. Like, emails are getting bounced back, or we have a voice over IP phone system that doesn't like certain phone numbers. I can call them on my cell phone. Like, we have this teleconferencing service we like to use. Well, our clients like to use, because we don't like to use it because we can't use it because our phones can't dial it. But I can call it in my cell phone, no problem. If I try and call it on the voice over IP line, suddenly the phone doesn't exist. Like, weird shit like that. Like, stuff that's beyond... And I always restart first. I always try and do my own little... The last thing I want to do is ask them.
Well, you don't ever want to ask for help. You
just, right.
Yeah, yeah, I can ask for help. I can understand that.
So I try... It's my last resort. And right. then they always... And then somehow... And we're a completely Mac-based office for some reason.
Ugh.
And so... And saying, they are really great guys. Like, I like the guys that do this.
It's whole office is Mac-based?
Yeah. That's and that
really weird.
Weird. Yeah, and they're always both at the Apple store at the same time. Like, at the same time! How do you ever need to do that? But...
That's
you know.
Really strange. Did like Steve Jobs blow the owner of your company?
I mean, like I say, the Macs work great for what we do. Everything's really? Except for when they don't work, and then we can't find the IT staff. That is kind of the crux of the argument.
It's really uncommon. I mean,
it is.
What is it costs that you more, use and that, like that requires you guys to use Macs.
I don't know if there's anything that we use that we required to use. It's a weird. The original guy who set up the IT, the original IT guy.
Abraham Lincoln.
Who is gone now.
Abraham Lincoln.
I think he had a real fucking chub up for Macs, so yeah. He pushed that agenda, and we've never... We have another office that's all PC-based that makes more sense.
Yeah, I would imagine that being PC-based makes a lot more sense.
And I think for a while their Macs were cheaper, but not anymore.
When?
Like 15 years ago when the office first started up.
I don't know.
Nope.
I think Macs are always more expensive.
What the hell are we doing?
That's why I...
This is poor financial decision.
That's what I'm saying. Like, your company is wasting so much money buying Macs.
I'm sure there's a reason.
I guess.
Regardless. I just wish that we weren't held hostage by the IT staff.
Do you get free iPads?
No.
Does any of your upper management have iPads?
Yeah, well, some of the guys that go in the field, actually, it's kind of neat. They have iPads, so they can just fucking do shit right in the field, and it's really kind of cool.
That's cool. I had my first interaction with an iPad this past weekend.
That's the first time you played with an iPad?
Yeah, I never played with one before.
Oh, what, with blockers?
Yeah, blockers.
Oh, how great is that?
It's pretty cool.
How great is that sound drop game?
I liked it. You know, the thing is, though, it's not worth the money. I wouldn't pay what he paid for that thing.
He's got the 3G deal.
It's too expensive.
What did he pay, $600, $800, something like that?
Well, he said with everything that he bought, like... You know, he bought, like, a case and a plan and a warranty.
Did he get through Verizon or AT&T?
No, I think he just bought it, like, a Best Buy or something. But
who covers, who's his 3G?
He pays by the month.
He pays by the month through AT&T.
Okay.
But I think he said he spent almost $1,000 when it's all said and done. That thing is not worth $1,000. I wouldn't. It's an expensive little toy. I mean, I'd rather
$400 maybe.
I would buy... For $1,000, I could buy a really kick-ass laptop that can do things that iPad can't do.
Oh, no doubt.
It's a fun little toy, but it ain't worth
it. It's not worth your practical go-to $800.
I got a question, too. I thought the whole reason that thing was 3G, I thought you could make, like, phone calls and stuff on it, can't you?
Not that thing, no.
No?
Not
the iPad.
Why, then, what?
You think of an iPhone.
Because here's the thing.
The iPhone's the smaller one.
Well, here's the thing I don't understand about that. And... I don't mean to walk over the segment, I just thought of it. So really, there's not a whole lot of difference between that iPad and my little Droid phone.
Correct.
I mean, very small differences.
Almost nothing between that and an iPhone.
Why would you buy that then?
Bigger screen.
The apps.
The apps are good.
Higher definition apps.
Here's the thing: the gaming evolution on the iPad is orders of magnitude ahead of Android.
I agree with that, but...
They make so much money, make so much...
I don't feel
can
like...
Can we develop something for the App Store?
I don't feel like... I don't. Sure. So you just buy the...
Kill TJ the game.
You just buy
just
the...
Just grab an implement and just like, game.
I would...
Look at that.
That really hurts.
That.
Ow, stop it.
Look at that.
All right, they're stabbing
me. One of
them.
God.
Yeah.
It out.
Yeah, they're stabbing me. So you'd buy. Stop it! God damn it!
Petting game.
Weird. All right, that's enough. Yeah,
real
enough.
Heavy petting.
That's
heavy.
Enough.
Just right
enough.
Up there.
Bad radio. Nobody can see you
pinky
guys.
Him right in the dick.
You just touched my dick
with my pinky. That's like hand.
So wait. So you'd buy the iPad for its games? I mean, you can buy.
I'm not saying I would.
I'm just throwing it out there.
But people do.
You can buy a PSP. You can buy a fucking DS or that 3DS that's coming out that looks pretty cool.
Look at the pickup, put down, rapid fire convenience of that device for the super casual gamer.
Yeah. There's a lot of rapid. That's a really good way to put it. There's a lot of rapid fire convenience.
30 seconds a time. Just boom. Okay.
Where the
fuck is this flying trainer? I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind.
And he's playing WoW.
bullshit.
I don't know. I just feel like it's way overpriced for what you're getting. I don't really see the point, honestly. Especially if you have like a smartphone, I don't see the point.
Well, it's a bigger screen. Yeah, it's good. If you like, you know, I'm not trying to be a fucking apologist or whatever, but you can get like your Kindle or your Nook apps if you want that for the.
I can get the Kindle on this thing,
but it's a bigger screen. It's like less.
Why do you need a bigger screen for words?
I mean, so you don't have to have, so you don't have to scroll around as much. You can have a bigger font without, but still see the whole
page. Have you used the Kindle on this thing?
No, I don't read.
Oh, it's
you
awesome.
Know that
the Kindle app on the friggin' Droid is amazing.
Well, you also have the biggest screen Droid in the world.
Yeah, but it's not that much bigger.
I mean,
than
it's yours. It's like 2 inches smaller than.
I don't know. My thesis of the whole thing is I like the iPad. It's a fun little toy. If it was $300, I might buy it, but it's way too expensive.
That it is, sir.
And for the money, just buy a computer. Like, buy a fucking laptop. You could buy, like, if you just want to jump on the internet real fast, you can probably buy one of those netbooks for, like, $200.
Right.
Right?
Right.
There's
right.
a little tiny... How much did that little tiny computer that you brought?
$400.
$400. Boom.
Boom.
Done.
Roasted.
Go ahead.
But, rapid fire entertainment.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
How long does it take to click on your Firefox icon?
It's so quick.
That's great. I mean, I hated the idea of the iPad.
Right.
I thought it was dumb as hell.
Yes, you did.
And same. Then I played with it.
It's fun.
And but you still haven't bought one.
I bought one for Laura. I have bought one. She knows she's getting it.
She gonna get it.
She gonna get it.
But think about it. Like, I play Angry Birds. Like, I could be in the middle of a meeting, and I'll get bored with the meeting, and I'll start playing Angry Birds. I put Angry Birds waiting outside someone's office
did
to
you
talk to them.
Did you download the holiday version?
I did. I got really upset when I found out that the 25 days of Christmas, you have to wait till the day to play them.
I saw that today on the phone, Freeze. And I was like, I wonder if
Goggs... Oh, here's another...
Goggs loves Angry Birds.
Slice it.
Goggs fucking... I remember when I bought my phone. That's like all he sent to me. I was like getting a Droid. I was talking to him on GChat like I do like every day. Okay. Yeah. I was talking on GChat. I'm like getting a Droid, dude, and he types in big caps, Angry Birds!
You know what sucks?
Is awesome!
Is that game is a great game, but it's a caliber higher than all of the other games in the Android market. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that caliber is matched.
It's on par on the iPhone
all over the place in the
I want to play Cut the Rope so bad. This game's kind of fun.
How about the
Slice It?
The Death Worm was cool.
Yeah! See, that was absurdly good!
Mm-hmm. There's just... The game store or the app store is riddled with those.
Above and beyond.
Yep.
Yeah. This game, you slice it.
What's slicing it? Alright, this is
bad radio.
Let's do this, right? You need to make 8 of them.
Wow,
you
go, Goggs has got a construction paper that he's now cutting in pieces on his phone.
Sounds awesome.
Now I'm slicing it.
What else
slicing
do you hate this month?
It.
Oof, that's gonna stink.
I hate...
Or this week.
I hate...
Excuse me.
This is a quick one. Pop music. Just especially... So I was looking online today on the internet, and there was this whole thing about... I got briefly enamored with the flash mob thing.
What's flash mob?
That's when people just show up and do shit. Like, I'm like they all organize to break in a dance or break in a song all at once or just something. Like, when they went to Grand Central Station, everybody just froze for like a minute.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Look it on the internet. It's kind
of fun. Wait, like a group of people. This is this is like premeditated,
yes.
Obviously. Okay, so a group of people, like a mass of people, like 200 people, go to a public place and do something.
Correct.
Together. Huh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. So they were doing it for So I was looking at one of them. And it was like for
it's like the Holocaust, but with dancing.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. That marks the 200th reference to the Holocaust on the Mahol Radio.
So anyway,
Jesus
Christ. And this one I was watching was like the flash mob they did at a Black Eyed Peas show for Oprah. And I'm like, I'm watching it, it's kind of, I'm getting it, but here's what happens. It's there's a stage, there's Black Eyed Peas, there's Oprah, then there's all these people
have Fergie look.
Flash dancing. Kind of her general, you can't tell.
Yeah, she's
right?
Weird.
Kind of a hot?
I was watching Planetara the other day. Man, she looks good.
Oh, yeah. She's got an absurd body, but her face just looks like...
Her face looked good in that movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Well, here's the thing. And one of the shots, and they didn't do it much, but one of the shots was from the stage looking at the mob because the crowd was doing something where they were standing perfectly still.
Yes.
And then they slowly broke into dance and they were all choreographed, so it kind of looked cool.
It's kind of neat.
But then I noticed that, you know where normally the monitor station is, like when you're at a big concert and there's like somebody on?
Yeah.
It's a big screen. It's got all the lyrics of the Black Eyed Peas song coming back to the stage. Like, they don't know their own fucking lyrics.
Wait, so wait, the Black Eyed Peas had...
had a teleprompter!
That's awful.
How do they not know their...
I don't know!
It's not like the Black Eyed Peas songs. I mean, how can you not remember get
boom,
that...
Boom, 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 boom. Boom.
Yeah. Or what's that song? Bumblebee, 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 Bumblebee. Yeah,
how do you not... I mean, their songs are simplistic to say the least.
To say the least.
I mean, it's not like you're giving a State of the Union. It's,
I got
it's,
that boom, boom, pow. These bitches jacking my style.
I mean, but I it would look... if the screen would... like, the camera would sweep over, and it was the screen. You see these lyrics just... where you see words just flying at a pretty decent pace.
Funny.
So it can only be their lyrics. It's only facing the stage. They're the only ones looking at them.
So maybe the Black Eyed Peas like don't really even know their songs at all. They're just like high-paid karaoke.
I don't know. I don't know, but it really upset me.
Is it karaoke when it's your own music?
I think I would have been less upset to find out they were lip-syncing. Like, lip-syncing.
Oh, yeah. I always love that when pop stars, like, they clearly lip-sync. Like, the worst offender that I can remember come to time, I think we talked about it on the show, was during the MTV Awards, they had that Justin Bieber kid.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so badly lip-synced. Right. They had the camera, like, 50 yards from the stage. Like, and the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, why is the camera so far back?
See,
and it was because, and when they did eventually, they had to, I guess, they had to do some close-ups. Yeah. And it was just, I mean, it was total, it looked like it was on some kind of weird, like, remember, like, the old internet when you loaded a video and the audio would never match up?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was like. It was like
rip.
It was like five to 8 seconds behind what he was doing. And, you know, the excuse is always, you know, I remember Britney Spears saying this years ago.
It's hard to perform.
It's hard to perform because they have to dance and sing. It's just like, you know, there used to be a standard.
I'm not making you dance and sing.
There used to be a standard. Like, if you can't sing and dance, then just do one or the other. And I guess
that's AC/DC used to do it.
Exactly.
Motley Crue used to do it.
Fucking Barry Manilow used to do it.
Fucking
fuck.
Fuck. Stephen Hawking never did it.
Nope.
Nope, never did.
Ever.
But, I mean, just that's, I mean, it's just what, that's what.
Did you know he was English? Stephen Hawking.
They should have programmed him.
Yeah, that's
accent.
What I said. I read that the other day. I was like, Stephen Hawking's English? Like, his little talk box should be like,
hello, governor.
Hello, governor.
This wormhole be getting in me gullet.
Come on, lads. Push me down this ramp.
You know what? Oh, Stephen God. Hawking should sound like John Cleese.
I have John Cleese for my fucking
I know.
For my navigation. We just program. How great would that be to hijack his speak and spell and program it with John Cleese?
If I was Stephen Hawking, I would program it to sound
Mr.
like
T.
Darth Vader.
Nice.
That'd be cool.
That'd be very cool.
Because he's all about space.
Right.
That makes sense.
Perfect.
Nothing makes more sense in space.
Or HAL 5000.
HAL 5000 would be good. He's kind of demure, though. He's like, I'm sorry, I can't let you do that, dog.
Nice. I don't believe
that's
that black hole's going to happen.
You want to talk about a great movie. 2001 is a great movie.
Oh, yeah, it gets weird at the end, though.
I love it. I love that movie.
Giant space baby.
There's this thing I saw on Topless Robot. You remember, like, the scene where he's, like, walking and it's in, like, that cylinder? It's, like,
circular. Oh, yeah, he's jogging.
Somebody made this, like, bookshelf that it was one of those things where it's, like, a sharper image type thing. Because the bookshelf was, like, $5,000.
Right.
But it was a circle, and you sat inside the circle, and on the perimeter of the circle is all your books. It looked like the coolest fucking thing ever, and they called it like the 2001. I think it was called the HAL or something.
Wow!
But it was so cool looking. I think it was on Kotaku actually, but
I like it.
Uh oh.
Oh my God! Cutscene.
Uh-oh. Nobody wants to hear this.
No, I want to hear it. You guys go ahead.
All right. There's actually story parts in WoW.
Yeah, they added cutscenes.
I didn't know that.
Some of them are really well done.
Some of them are very well done. The Blizzard knows cinematics.
Well, I feel like their cinematics in the Diablo games are always really good.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like they've stepped that up even further.
So what's the plot of WoW?
Like, Kill
dragons.
Dragons.
Kill internet dragons.
No, but I mean, like, if there's cutscenes, there's
okay,
kill
so
dragons.
In this one,
here
this
comes.
Giant dragon.
Red
came out
guy.
Of the ground, right?
Now we
gotta kill it.
I was hearing that Red Hammerthorn was in the Triumph of Three Hammer. What's
it? Hammers.
He survived.
He survived.
That's
God. That shit was great.
Man.
I don't know. Anyway,
what happened to him?
What was his name?
Fuck if I know.
Faldrick Wildhammer.
Faldrick Wildhammer. If you guys haven't heard it, that red shirt WoW guy that we played on the show a couple of weeks ago, somebody like auto-tuned his speech, and it's really funny.
Council of Three Hammers.
Like, I hate auto-tune, but when people auto-tune things...
Auto-tune the news on YouTube is phenomenal. Those guys are great.
Anyway. Anything else you hate, Gogs?
I hate that I feel like I'm getting older.
Oh, that's one of mine.
Well, here's my example of getting older.
Go ahead.
Like, not like I'm getting older, like, oh, my bones ache. Like, I'm getting older, like I'm turning into a crotchety old man. Like, one, I don't like modern music. Two...
Well, you haven't liked modern music in a while.
Yeah, but still. Two, I think all kids are punks. Three, I'm driving to work today, and I'm behind a school bus, and I see a girl get out of her car, or get out of her parents' car to get on the school bus. She's not wearing a coat. She's wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's fucking freezing. All I can say to myself is, why aren't you wearing a coat?
But she's going right to the bus.
But it's still, it's like 30 feet. It's fucking cold.
I used to do that when I was a kid.
How's she going
to
get home? I was like, get short sleeves. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Put on a coat. I wanted to roll down my window and yell.
Roll down your window. You're going to catch cold.
Where's your mother?
You got to get a scarf.
You'll never get into a college if you don't wear a coat. Yeah, so that's when the realization that I was like super old hit me this morning, I was like,
that just happened for you?
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, but I mean, that was the worst incident of me looking at this kid and not. Normally, I just wouldn't give a shit. Normally, I'd be pissed that I was behind a bus. Normally, there'd be a myriad. I'd be thinking about video games or the potential of sex. I'd be thinking of anything else on my ride to work except for. Why isn't that kid wearing a coat?
I have to say, though, it's sort of unprecedented in you because, in a way, you're actually caring about her well-being.
Right! I don't know what to tell you!
I don't.
It's completely out of character!
That really is out of character.
No, it was like,
all
good,
the hate
one
you
less.
Got out of you.
I know! I feel so good. Like, I'm in a real positive mood. I'm positive about it.
Knock it off!
Anything else?
No, that's it, man.
Vinny.
Any
hates?
Trapezoids. Man.
Algebra.
Not having enough cheesesteak?
Yeah, I hate Maryland cold.
Oh my
Maryland
god.
Maryland cold unpleasant. Is a different. And you know what? Maybe it's we like the Baltimore Maryland cold, because we were up at Deep Creek over the weekend and it was below 10.
It didn't feel that bad.
It was 8 or 9 degrees up there at night.
Was it?
Oh yeah.
It was worse. I felt like
The day? Right. Well, and during the day it was in the teens.
Really? It never breached 30.
No, never.
It was always
30.
Below 30.
Now
here,
like during the day it was like 34. Yeah. At night it's still in the 30s. It feels colder here.
Right. Yeah. And more depressing.
Why is that? The fuck?
It was really cold when we were pushing Teet's car up that hill.
Well,
3 in the morning.
You just woke me up, dude. We could have pulled it right out.
Right, I know. It's fucking cold though, and I'm hating
it. It is fucking.
It's a weird cold.
Cold.
It's like a bone chilling cold.
Yeah.
Here.
It's like a not just. It's like a cold plus depression. It's like here's cold plus you suck.
Yeah. Right.
Well, here's cold and your life.
Yeah. I'm gonna go spit on your chest. Yeah.
That's what it's like being in Maryland
with my
I'm
dick.
Lay a Cleveland steamer.
Right.
On
it's gonna
chest.
Steam extra because it's so cold.
Yeah.
But Maryland hot's unpleasant too because it's sticky.
It's sticky.
Maryland spring and Maryland fall I like.
They're not bad.
But Maryland summer can get fucking nasty.
I generally
nasty.
Don't like the weather in this state.
I typically don't like weather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I prefer the less intrusive of the seasons. I'm a fall, spring guy.
The shoulder seasons.
Yeah, I don't like summer. I don't like summer and winter at all.
Not the head or the balls.
No. I fucking hate it. I mean, I hate it when it's like really cold and I can't stand snow. It's just,
I hate getting up in the
morning. I used to love snow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
I don't like
period.
It in the morning. At all.
Especially when it's cold.
That's
my bed's like uber warm and we keep our house kind of cold and that doesn't help.
Oh, dude. No, well, I live in a basement now, so like my bathroom is technically like underground, so it's absolutely freezing in the mornings. You know, I mean,
does your pee freeze?
There's a heater in there, but it doesn't. You know, I mean, it doesn't really do a lot because all the heat goes like right out.
Right,
and it's fucking like ice, goddamn cold.
Mm, that's not good.
It's awful.
I hope those pipes don't freeze.
It's only gonna get worse. Pipes generally don't freeze as long as you keep water moving through.
I don't like where he's going.
Dead air!
Sorry, but anyway. Anything else, Vinny?
I'm gonna freeze the shit out of your pipes later. I'm gonna come over and just hold ice to them.
I mean, I you would only be hurting the person that owns the house, not me, but
I'm gonna go ahead and reiterate this again. I know I've said this before.
Yes.
Right.
The color yellow.
Oh, it's back.
What happened?
It's really been bothering me lately.
What happened?
Why?
Nothing has happened. I just more.
Where did
now
yellow touch you?
Than lately. I feel like.
What did yellow do to you?
It makes me more anxious than it normally does.
Huh.
Is it anxious or is it angry?
Both.
Oh, that's not good.
So I get anxious and I can't deal with that emotionally, so I begin to rage.
Right.
Good thing I don't have any yellow on.
I'm yellowless.
Nope, you're good.
No yellow.
Lucky son of a bitch.
Hold on. Hold on.
I am packing.
Nope.
God damn it.
What?
He's always packing. All right, anybody want to hear what I hate? somebody out there said
who wants that. A drink?
Breathy, yes.
Like Gogs, I also hate getting old.
What a drag it is.
As we talked about at the beginning of the show, the three of us were all part of our annual Carroll County Friars Club roast.
I'm real happy we've got that going on for 3 years now.
It's
next
great.
Year will be 4 years. That's impressive for anything to go on that this group does.
It hasn't happened yet. But,
yeah, it hasn't happened yet.
But it is amazing. And it was funny, I was telling somebody about it. And she's like, you guys do roasts? Like, that's so weird. I'm like, yeah, but it's awesome.
Who were you telling about it?
A friend of mine.
Who?
She thought it was weird?
She just thought it was, she's like, she didn't know people did roasts.
They don't.
Well,
I'll judge her right to her face. You bring her here.
Anyway.
We can judge your face!
Anyway, I was like, no, it's great. Like, it's cool that, like, we've done something like this. Like, it's the most fun we have all weekend. But the problem is that, you know, we're all, Gogs is 30, me and Vinny are 29, soon to be 30.
Soon to be, coming up.
But, like, you know, 50. A weekend of constant drinking, I can't, it doesn't.
Nope, can't do it.
Can't do it.
It doesn't.
Used to could.
Used to could.
Can't
good.
No more.
Used to could real good.
To drink 72 hours straight, then fucking.
But I feel like it's been a sharp drop off.
It has been.
Like, it wasn't like, because I feel like I was up here, and I didn't just, I'm not, like, slowing down, like, I fucking fell off the shelf.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, we used to be able to do that. And Christ, I mean, back in when we were younger, Jesus Christ. I mean, it was way worse than that.
Ugh.
I mean, you drink 4 days straight, take a nap, you'd be ready to go. Drink
yeah,
four
go,
more days.
Go run a marathon and fucking take an exam.
I mean, I was like hurting on Sunday and Monday.
Oh.
And I mean,
yesterday was a nightmare.
It was awful. I felt terrible. And then the whole time I'm thinking, like, what happened? You know what I mean? Because really, like...
It's like a switch turned off.
We did drink... I wouldn't say... We drank moderately hard. We definitely didn't drink as hard as we used
this
to.
This weekend?
Oh, no. Well, we still... We cleared a good bit of beer.
Yeah, but we used to, like, pound shots and...
Well, that the other thing is we would be up till 4 or 5.
Yeah, we were all out by, like, 12.
Yeah, I was in
12.
Bed by 11.
It's like 11 later, guys.
Yeah, it's funny, though. It's how does that happen?
I don't know. It's the fucking worst.
I mean, it's definitely, like, you feel it, right? Like,
yeah, maybe we should start doing something about it.
It was,
like, cocaine.
You want to start breaking out the coke?
No.
That would be funny.
That'd
be great.
If I ever did cocaine, I would die instantly.
Man.
That would be, like, let's just see how far we can aggravate that guy. I'm not going to say his name.
I'm not pushing that line.
Yeah.
Wait, who?
The certain guy that we know that happens to be a police officer.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, we're not going to mention.
Hey, nothing happened.
Yeah, we're not going to mention his name or what happened, but we
nothing happened, and nothing happened.
Yeah,
that's the way.
That's the end of that story.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck everyone else is talking about,
but
that shit didn't happen.
But anyway,
but yeah, that'd be awful.
Yeah.
All right. But seriously, though, if I'm on my deathbed, like my super deathbed, like they're like, you have 6 hours to live. I'm charging both of you to get every drug you can on the table.
You've never done it? Not even a taste?
No.
Not at all? Not
never.
Even a little?
What are we talking
never.
About?
Cocaine.
Never done it.
I have.
Never.
I'm the only one here.
Well, I want everything.
Person.
I want everything.
I'm a bad person?
You're a bad person.
I'm not addicted to it.
Well, you're a bad person.
Might as well be, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, but seriously, everything you can find. I don't care. It can be a, you gotta be chewing on a
Kraken.
What the fuck? Are you finding a Kraken?
Looks like it.
Nice.
Anyway.
You gotta be chewing on an adrenal gland. I don't care. I just want to fucking go.
Nice. All right. My other hate, and it's pretty simple. I hate people that can't speak complete thoughts.
Uh-oh.
Like when they talk sentences, they're just like I. It's another work hate, but I constantly have to deal with people that keep in mind these people are calling in like service work. Like they need me to do something.
Right.
But I have to like fill in the blanks. And it's so, like, if it was my company, I'd literally hang up the phone and be like, call back when you can talk. Like,
hey, we got a,
oh my God, all day.
There's a
all thing, fucking day.
One of the things is dripping stuff.
You're making a joke, but I swear to God, it's not, and that's more complete than what, it'd be like, yeah, this is, And we're over at the apartment, and
help. Send help.
Yeah, I need you guys to come out. To what address? I don't know what the address is. How the fuck are you going to call me without a goddamn address?
How do you work there or live there?
And oh, not my God. Address? It's just like every day. And it's like people at my office, too. Like, they just have like half like sentences. It's just like, how do you
kind of trail off?
Oh, my God. It's so incredibly like communication is paramount to me.
Right.
It really is. You know, remember last week we talked about the hole and throwing people in there?
Right.
The people that couldn't talk right in the fucking hole. I mean, it is so frustrating.
We're talking genocide.
It is so frustrating to deal with people that, like, cannot speak. It's just, like, I just can't.
Sometimes I have.
Nice.
Look at it's you. True that you can't.
Anyway, that's, I got right. I got some minor hates. Vinny, you talk very well. Speak very well, excuse me. Gogs, believe it or not, so do you. Most of the time. Anything, if anything, Gogs over he uses too many words.
Yeah, stop using so many words.
I can't believe you just said that about me, quite frankly, and I think that I am appalled that you bring that up.
Council of Three Hammers.
Council of Three Hammers.
You guys, we talked about the roast a little bit. You got any other things you'd like to bring up about the roast before we move
on? I'm just glad we didn't witness a suicide.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the guy we roasted got, it was very sad when he came to the dais. It was a lot of self-deprecating jokes. He didn't really make fun of the room like most people do when they get roasted. Like, usually in a roast, the roastee, when he finally gets up, obviously everyone roasts.
Not for nothing. The man was browned out pretty hard.
He was browned out.
The man, this gentleman, now he's a sizable beast of a man.
Yes, he is. He is a very big beast.
And he drank, I went over this with him in G-Chat. He said he probably had about 5 or 6 shots, anywhere from the neighborhood of, we're going to round it up to an even 12 beers, and then almost an entire bottle of Van Gogh double espresso vodka. And this was over the course of no more than 8 hours.
Yeah. Oh,
it's true.
God. It was a heroic amount of drinking on his part.
Yeah, well, when he got up on the dais, he just made fun of himself, and it made things really, really weird. And uncomfortable.
He had some good jokes, though.
About himself.
Still good joke. Good joke's a good joke.
I guess.
See, now, maybe I was just too tired to notice, but I didn't notice.
Anything else, though, before we move past the roast?
No, it was just a great time hanging out with everybody. It's fun. It's fun that we can do that and scream at each other for an hour, you know, 5 hours, and everybody walks away happy. Time.
Yeah, it was great, though. Next year, I get roasted.
Oh, yeah, so. Next year. Yeah, has that formally been announced yet to the rest of the body? The ones that weren't there?
It's what, the three people?
No, we need to do that. We need to write the amendments and all that other
right,
stuff.
There's a whole pomp and circumstance.
Man, in here, people. A lot of stuff.
So next year, the roast of TJ. It's going to be fun.
This time, suicide imminent.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to kill myself as my joke.
Yeah.
All right.
Show us.
I got some random pop culture shit like I usually do.
Talk about Lisa Foyles.
She's hot,
isn't she?
I never heard of her before.
Me neither. She's do it for him.
She's cute.
I'm not.
You don't think she's good looking?
She is.
Lisa Foyles.
But she's funny and she's into video games.
Yeah, check her out on the Googles.
You know what my problem is with that?
She's some
you
hot.
You think it's fake?
No. The formula is too fucking easy.
How so?
You just have to be mildly attractive. And go play video games as a girl and be into it. That's the formula.
She has to be cool. She can't be like Olivia Munn.
Really? Define cool.
No, she's better than Olivia Munn.
No, Olivia Munn sucks.
This girl, when she's funny.
Is she funny? Is she funny?
She is.
Is she funny?
She is.
Is she funny?
She's not.
That's what I was getting.
I'm just trying to figure out what you want to
say. That's what I want you to say.
What's her name again?
Lisa Foyles.
Lisa Foyles. Go look at her on the Google.
She's on The Escapist. She's all over YouTube. She was on Nickelodeon.
Who wasn't?
She's like 24, which makes me feel even older.
Here's what I'm saying. Plugging her isn't going to let her let you plug her.
I'm not trying to plug
that.
Vinny brings up a good point.
Try to get TJ to plug her.
No, I'm good. I think that my girlfriend's better looking than she is, I would say.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good point.
She doesn't like video games, though, so I guess.
That's probably it. Let's get Cynthia into video games. Or not. I don't care.
She's. I don't know. I can't say anything. She might be getting a DS for Christmas.
Way to ruin that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she listens anymore.
I think she's
had it with the show.
Sucks.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. She's one of our best guests.
She's very busy with school.
Let's get busy.
This is really weird. So in an interview with a guy that works with George Lucas, I forget, he directed a couple of movies, and I guess he's George Lucas has produced them. He said that George Lucas is buying the rights to dead movie stars.
Like, what does that mean?
Now, let me...
I demand to know immediately.
So, he's buying the rights...
He's doing what?
Really, all show.
That's it.
Have you... let me finish this thought, but you interrupting me gave me another thought. So, George Lucas is buying the rights to all these dead movie stars in hopes that in the future, through some CGI tricanery, he's going to make movies with dead movie stars.
Really?
Now, this is unconfirmed by Lucas. This is just a guy in an interview that's saying this.
So he's essentially buying the likeness.
But it's so fucking believable with Lucas because he's so fucking batshit crazy with stupid ideas.
What did you see? Like, the trailers for the Tron movie, they have the CGI Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, who is apparently the bad guy.
Which looks stupid.
It does look... Especially when you have real Jeff Bridges in the movie.
But that's how they had to get young Jeff Bridges.
Why didn't they... you can't
tell... For the earlier scenes.
So you can't... No, but I guess you didn't... In the trailer that I saw, young Jeff Bridges has the red outfit. So I assume that young Jeff Bridges is the bad guy.
No. There's a scene outside of the computer where he interacts with his son. It's the last time he ever saw his son.
Oh.
Well, Council of Three Hammers.
But in the trailer, there's young Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah, there's digital Jeff Bridges.
What's up with that?
Yeah, he's allowed to look like a nudnik.
Why can't they? And you can't tell me for the fucking 5-minute scene where he sees his kid for the last time, they can't just throw some makeup on him and make him look a little younger. Is it really, like...
They wanted to play with the shit.
I hate CGI so goddamn much.
Huh?
Let me
go.
Is it out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
want to
see Tron.
I think so.
I don't. I think it's this week.
Maybe. I don't know. But now I want to see it. It looks pretty.
I'll go with you. I think
it looks. It's gonna be stupid, but it's gonna look pretty.
I think it's this weekend, though. I don't think.
Can we see it in IMAX 3D?
Yeah. If we're gonna go see it, we're gonna go see it.
I want in on this.
Yeah, you can go.
Okay.
When do you want to go?
When do you want to go?
There. Okay. Well, you pick a date.
Maybe Sunday.
All right.
Sunday after football.
Football. Yeah. If you're gonna see it, we gotta go see it in 3D.
Woo!
I mean. 3D. But anyway, yeah, George Lucas is buying a likeness to dead celebrities to make movies with them. But that's just such a horrible idea. Speaking of, like, stupid-looking things in 3D...
Wait a second. Okay, go ahead, fine.
Did you guys see the trailer for that Gulliver's Travels movie with Jack?
That I haven't seen the trailer
so
for that yet.
Fucking bad.
It does look bad.
I mean,
didn't Ted Danson already make that movie?
Yes. Wow, how did you remember that?
I don't.
I don't think it was a movie. I think it was like a cable
TV
movie.
Yeah.
But it looks awful. I like Jack Black, but this
What was
just,
his last good movie? What was his last
Tropic
movie?
Thunder. He was funny in that.
Tropic Thunder was good.
He was funny in that.
Loved him in School of Rock.
Yeah, that was before that. Yeah, I mean,
Envy sucked.
Envy was awful.
Envy had every... Envy should have been hilarious.
But yeah, Gulliver's Travels just looks like a bad idea. It looks awful. But anyway, what were you saying? Raised hand.
So, with George Lucas purchasing... He's buying the likeness?
Well, this is just...
Can you legally do that?
Apparently so.
Is someone's likeness a trademarkable...
Yes. I would imagine that, you know, if you're talking about old movie stars, basically they sign their...
Like sexy-ass Audrey Hepburn?
I mean, let's just talk about, like, people from, like, yeah, the golden age of cinema.
Right.
Like, those guys didn't... Like, those contracts...
Mickey Rooney.
I bet you that, like the studios own, like... everything about them. Because back in the day, they signed everything over to the studios.
Neat.
That's how you had, like for example, the Three Stooges. That's how they ended up, like, homeless and, like, or in a an old folks shelter in their elder years. Because, like, they literally had no fucking money. Because the studio took everything.
That sucks.
They made more money for, I think it was MGM at the time or whatever. They were, like, the highest draw.
Right.
And they were making nothing.
That's not fair.
It's the way... I mean, the industry is still pretty crooked, but it's better than it used to be.
Oh, thank God.
But...
Thank God.
Anyway, yeah,
Lucas... Because when we get there, I don't want to get fucked.
I mean, when Lucas Lucas is just crazy.
Look at my hands.
He's just fucking crazy. Let's see, what else? I saw a commercial for the latest season of Celebrity Rehab. Have you seen this?
No.
All right, so that show has officially, like, if it had any kind of watchability, because it was kind of fun to watch the guy from Guns N' Roses almost kill himself.
Which guy?
The drummer. Adler.
Oh.
Something Adler. He was like...
Dizzy?
No, Dizzy was the bass player. No, Dizzy was the second guitar player. Duff was the bass player. Something Adler. He didn't have he had a regular name.
Derek.
Steven Adler. That
Mike
was
Adler.
Steven. That Steven. Was his name. Steven Adler. He was a former drummer for Guns N' Roses. Well, he was fun because he was like fucked. Like he was so fucked up. Drug wise.
Right.
And then they had a couple other guys. They had like Busey on there one season.
Oh wow, Busey be fun to watch.
Busey was great because Busey, like he was in rehab just like everybody else, but Busey's so fucking mental, he like thought he was like a counselor and he was helping the other people and they're like, oh, it was
great.
That'd be worth watching.
It's I'm sure you can get it. It was great. But anyway, so it's had its moments. They had this guy, Jeff Conaway, who was in Taxi, and he was also in Grease.
Taxi?
Yeah, the show Taxi.
Oh.
With Andy Kaufman and...
Who was he?
He was, like, the good-looking guy.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and he was also in Grease. He was, like, John Travolta's, like, best friend in that
movie.
Yeah,
I got you.
Well, he's a has-been, but he was, like, a fucking disaster on that.
He used to could.
He was great on that show because he was a mess. Like, he was
messes.
A total mess. Anyway, it's a fun train wreck to watch. That, I mean, they put it under the guise that they're helping these people, but, I mean, right. It's such
exploitation. It's like that TV show Intervention. It's just to watch. It's just to yell at some fatty drug addict.
It's fucking... I mean, it's such exploitation. I mean, it's great. I mean, that's why it's great, but...
Just sit someone in the room and go, you gotta stop blowing, dude.
And they even had, like... They had, like, last season, they had Penny Flame, who was just hot.
Oh!
Porn star, Penny Flame.
Yeah.
They had, like, Mary Carey on there.
I've seen her do some stuff.
Oh, she's hot, too. But anyway, so I think they've jumped the shark, though, because... So this season, they have that chick that Tiger Woods banged, one of them, Rachel Uchitel.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's on there, and get what her addiction is.
Sex.
Love.
Oh.
She's addicted.
What do they have on?
They should have. Might as well face it.
Robert Palmer. The lights are on.
But you're not
but
home.
But you're not home.
Your mind. Is not your own. Your hot sweat.
She walks in.
Your man of need. Another kiss.
And your need.
Yeah, I don't even know.
One. I'd like to think that you're immune to the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to the truth to say you can't get enough and know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to love. My need.
All right, that's enough.
Damn.
You had it, though. So, yeah, she's addicted to love.
I mean, that's, like
that's that. Pretty fucking weak. Who else is on there? I wrote it down. And I was like,
trying to mind.
Oh, get this. This is even better, in my opinion. Eric Roberts is on there.
You know, Eric Roberts is like old school badass Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts from The Expendables.
From everything.
He was
the best. Julia Roberts' brother.
Yes.
Best of the Best.
He was in Best of the Best. He was in that other movie.
He's been a ton of shit.
Yeah, he was in Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Remember, he was one of the mob leaders in Dark Knight. Guess what he's addicted to?
Cookies.
Love.
Pot.
Oh.
I mean, come on. I mean, I know that...
What show is this?
Like being addicted to ravioli.
Celebrity Rehab. Yeah, you can't die from pot. I mean, you can get fat and stupid. I mean, I'm sure that you can really get addicted to weed, but is it really hurting anybody?
Nope.
Ain't hurting Eric Roberts.
It's like... Yeah. I mean, I feel like...
Well, what's he got... Is he worried about not getting a new job? He's not getting a security clearance?
I mean, yeah, I don't... I saw that. It was like, love and pot. It's like... Were they out of, like, heroin addict celebrities? I mean...
I was all sorts of stoned, and I nicked that Porsche my sister Julia bought me.
Anyway, yeah. Celebrity Rehab's fucking lame.
I sucked dick for coke.
Now, that would be good.
That's right.
In other television news, I doubt any of you saw it, but I just happened to watch it, and I thought it was really great. Did you guys see The Simpsons this past week? They did a Christmas show.
No.
And it was actually... What's that?
Negative.
You didn't watch it?
I'm getting addicted to love, though.
It was really funny. Believe it or not, it was really good. Now, what they did, it was a Christmas show, but they did it like their Halloween show, where they had...
Oh, like a couple of different tales?
Yeah, what they did was,
they didn't do it so much, like, they didn't tell you this is, like, a Christmas show and we're going to do these three separate stories. They had a loose premise that led them into the three separate stories. Okay. I forget what the first one was. The second one was funny. It was a takeoff on Inglourious Basterds.
Oh.
And Marge was like...
How did they make that a Christmas
movie? It was funny as hell. And, like, the Simpsons were all German and they played on that, which was funny. But the last sketch... was Maggie falling asleep and she had this book that was like the Muppets. They didn't say Muppets, but it was clearly like the Muppets. So this was kind of cool. The last sketch was it looked like the Muppet Show and all the Simpsons characters were puppets.
So live action.
Live action puppets.
Cool.
And it was really funny. And so their special guest was Katy Perry, like real life Katy Perry. Because remember she had all that controversy with the Sesame Street thing.
The big old... Batango.
Dude, she was in. If I know you're busy, but when you guys at
I'm
home,
right now.
Look up her her dress. She was wearing this latex dress with all the Simpsons characters on it, and she looked so good. God, she's hot. But the actual bit was hilarious. I thought it was really funny, and like it was just like the Muppet Show. They had
how is she married to Russell Brand?
There you go.
That?
The one on the right. The one on the right.
Yes.
With Mr. Burns, that was what she was wearing.
Terrible picture.
But, anyway, yeah, she looked great. Yeah, there you go. Wow. Oof, she's so hot. Anyway, the bit was really funny, and it was like...
Oh, I love the way the Muppet... I love the way the... Oh, I wish they would do the whole show like that.
Yeah, it was great. It was really
good.
Yeah, that was Mo. So, anyway, they had... And they had Grandpa Simpson and... What's the other old guy? The one with the beard.
Jasper.
Jasper. They had them in the balcony, like the old guys.
Oh, like Statler and Waldorf!
And they were, like, bad-mouthing the show. Like, they had this funny thing where, like, right at the end of the sketch, like, they're like, well, that was pretty bad. I guess that's gonna kill it. And the one guy's like, what do you mean, The Simpsons? And he's like, no, Christmas! I mean, it was just like the Muppets. It was great.
Did they use...
Oh, God, sorry.
Did they use the Jim Henson puppet actor or whatever?
I don't know if they used those people. But, so, in the bit, the Simpson family was, like, retreating to Hawaii without telling Mr. Burns. Mr. Burns comes over, and they have to vamp. And Mo was going to sit the house.
Right.
And as Mo comes over, he calls his girlfriend. His girlfriend's Katy Perry. And he's
nice.
Like, what? She likes puppets. It was funny because, you know, Moe's like the gargoyle and this hot-ass girl's into him. So anyway, the best part of the whole thing, and I cannot believe they got away with this. So as the credits are rolling, they go clear. You know, you can still see Katy Perry and Mo behind the credits. And Moe's like jumping, like trying to grab her boobs, but he's too little so he can't reach him. And he's like, eh. He's like, oh. And then he faces her, his back... Moe's, like, little puppet back is to the camera, and Katy Perry is standing forward, and he's like, oh, well, let me just kiss your belly button there. And then the screen goes black, and she goes, that's not my belly button, but I didn't say stop.
Wow.
That is, like, it's awesome, and I that's, like, pretty fucking risque a pussy-eating joke on The Simpsons. I mean, that's pretty hardcore. It was good, though. It was very funny.
If you love the political commentary of Mort Saul, you're going to love the who ate all the pussy jokes of Zach Galifianakis.
I mean, I don't know. A lot of people have been trashing The Simpsons, obviously, but I've watched... The last three episodes I watched were pretty damn funny.
I must admit, I used to be a real big Simpsons fan. I mean, I still love them, but I have not watched... I've not sat down and made the conscious effort to watch The Simpsons in years.
If it's on, I'll watch it.
It was pretty funny. I got.
I used to plan my day around it.
Yeah, so did I.
Sunday nights, it was like I got to be home.
I kind of feel the same way, but I have to say that this was still pretty funny.
I was also getting 100% less laid.
Well, yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about this? This is just something that goes under the I can't fucking believe this is actually happening thing. Jodie Foster's directing a movie.
Okay.
Called Beaver. Have you guys heard about this?
Okay. No.
It's, first of all, just dissect that sentence.
Right. It's not Beaver Cleaver, is it?
Jodie Foster is directing a movie called Beaver.
I mean, I get
that's a joke in itself.
Right.
All right, no.
It's like you were directing a movie called Dick.
Exactly. Or Asshole. No, but Jodie Foster is directing
a
movie called Beaver starring, of all people, Mel Gibson.
What the fuck is this movie about?
Where he has, like, a puppet beaver that talks to him. I'm gonna hit you.
This is real.
Are you lying?
I swear to God, I got the link in the fucking. If you guys read anything that I read,
how about the block catching fire?
Yeah,
right.
That doesn't. Is that really appeal to anybody that doesn't know Baltimore?
Apparently, there were strippers running out of strip clubs, topless, naked,
on fire,
trying to get away from the fire.
Oh God, that's awesome.
They weren't on fire.
Oh, but if they
just,
were,
just naked chicks pouring out of the street.
What we're talking about to bring into frame is that there's a section of. There's a section of downtown Baltimore that's affectionately known as the block.
Le block.
And what it is a block of just strip clubs. And there's one really nice strip club, the Hustler Club. And then there's just a handful of really seedy, like, dirty strip clubs. There's also, like, jerk booths and, like...
Did you ever... a couple weeks ago, there was a shooting there?
There was a shooting?
Where?
Well, no, like, no, there was a... Who was telling me about this? It was someone who knew...
Get the fuck out.
To God.
It was somebody who knew the cop. There was a cop. There was some shady dude standing on the corner, like on the far end of the block.
Yeah.
Like at like Baltimore and Calvert.
And also, the block is also home to the biggest police precinct in Baltimore.
Right.
So usually it's pretty
shit
safe.
Shit doesn't go down.
Yeah.
So there was some shady dude hanging out there.
Yeah.
They call the cops. This cop comes to go investigate it.
Mm-hmm.
Comes up to the dude, starts like approaches him. The guy pulls out a gun, opens fire.
Shit.
Shoots the cop.
God damn.
The cop gets off. Five shots in the guy, like, shoots the guy's legs all up. But again, maybe the guy was on PCP or something. The guy takes off and just starts indiscriminately shooting the block at, like, 1:30 in the morning.
Good reason not to be there. Wow.
Right. That's the scary shit. I normally feel, like you said, the police are there. Normally, I feel
usually
very comfortable on the
usually
block.
Usually, the block is one of the safest places to be.
Like, a street fight might break out, but usually it's not just a random street fight. It's two assholes that had it coming.
Yeah, and street fights you can avoid.
Right, but this was like a random...
And avoid a bullet.
That's crazy.
And now there's a fire there. And then last night there was another fire in Mount Vernon.
Yeah, there was a fire at the block where the whole block... Like, where did it start? Did they say? Or what caused it?
Somewhere in the 400 block. They said it was... they said it was in this office building that houses, of all places, the Baltimore City Fire Department's offices.
Irony.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any fire extinguishers.
But gotta recharge them.
Yeah, so the block was burning, and like Gog said, there was actually like pictures of like strippers running out in the streets.
And there was a second fire in Mount Vernon like a couple hours later.
Really?
Yeah.
Same relationship. Is there
a terrorist? They don't know. It might be an arsonist.
Wow.
It might just be an idiot.
It is kind of crazy though, because like I, you know, even not at the block, like I go to Baltimore all the time, and I always forget kind of how fucking. Like crazy dangerous Baltimore really
people
is.
Are scared. People talk about Baltimore like I talk about Detroit.
Oh yeah, I remember I met a friend of mine. I met at a comic convention, and he was from like Ohio or something. And I remember he asked me where I was from because the comic show was in Philadelphia, so right. You know I could have been from anywhere. And he's like, "Where are you from?" I'm like, "From Baltimore." I remember he looks at me. He's like, "Is it bad?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Is the city bad? I hear it's really bad." I'm like, "No, it's." Fine. I mean, you know, there's places you don't go.
Oh, yeah.
But
every city has
every city has.
In general, though, I'm very comfortable going into Baltimore.
I don't have a problem. I mean, obviously, like, you know, there's sketchy areas, but, like, just like you said, like, that guy randomly shooting at the block, like...
Yep.
That never happened. I mean, that's not a regular occurrence.
That's not something you consider when you're...
Yeah, and, like, I could have... We could have... It was, like, on, like, a Saturday night,
too. You could have been there.
I could have very easily have been walking out of a strip club that night, and...
Did anybody get hit?
I don't know. None of the strays don't hit anybody. But the guy and the cop's doing fine, and they got the guy,
wow,
I think.
That's crazy.
They had APBs out on fucking hospitals and shit, because he had bullets all on them.
So
kind of bullets.
So yeah, Jody, you guys want to see Jodie Foster's beaver?
Kind
of. Well, yeah.
I just can't believe, like...
I thought she was cute when she was Clarice Starling.
Ugh. Yeah. Wait, in Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah,
she's not attractive.
She is sort of saying. No, what she was attractive.
She was good. What, don't say Taxi Driver when she was 13.
No,
you know what they call you? They call you Little Beast Chicken.
No, she was really good looking in Inside Man.
I disagree.
She looks fucking foxy.
That is the only
yes.
No,
you're wrong.
You're wrong. DJ. She looks like a dyke.
Nope.
I mean, she is a dyke, but
no,
she's looked.
Not.
But in Inside Man, she had the long
wait a
hair.
Second, wait a second. She's
going.
Hot?
Yeah, that's
there's
hot.
No way that
that's
she's hot.
That's hot.
She's kind of attractive.
Nah.
I got a Michelle Pfeiffer thing going on there.
Oh, you're crazy.
Does it for me.
Do Inside Man specifically.
That's the only good Spike Lee movie, and it's still not that good.
You didn't like He Got Game?
No, I hated it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, you're nuts.
Yeah. You people no, he's nuts. Right.
You guys can
he's
have
right.
Have
fine.
Your,
I will.
You're weird.
Cool. I'll text you.
X ink.
Wait, is, time out.
Guess who's scoring free tickets to Beaver?
You don't. So you don't like that cute nerdy girl, but you like Jodie Foster?
Wait, what are we talking? Who
the one
I like?
The one that
Lisa Foyles.
Goggs was talking about.
I didn't know. No, that's not. I didn't say she wasn't attractive. Okay. I said the formula was too simple.
Understood. He's right. The formula is easy.
I understand.
It's so easy. I feel like I'm being lied.
You're
to.
Being played. Yeah. I didn't buy anything. I haven't done anything different. But I am being played.
I feel like I am being used.
Yeah.
Real quick. While I'm talking about TVs, have you guys seen this Game of Thrones show that's coming out on HBO?
Uh-uh.
They've been promoting the hell out of it.
Oh, King of Thorns.
No, it's Game of... It's not King.
Maybe it's Game... It's definitely Thorns.
Is it Thorns? Did I spell it wrong? Well, anyway, it looks awesome.
What's this about?
It's some fantasy. Apparently, it's based on a very popular series of novels with, like, everything in it.
It's something of...
Is it Thorns? It's Game of Thorns, then. But it looks
harking on a
it looks fucking amazing. I'm really excited for it. I don't know. They've been promoting the hell out of it on TV. It looks incredible. It looks like another fucking high production HBO show, which they just
pumping out.
I mean, they're great.
What did Paul Rudd say about that on I Love You, Man? It's like, you ever watch Sunday night programming on HBO? It's phenomenal.
It really is, though.
Like, dude, Boardwalk Empire's.
Are you done? Did you watch the last episode?
I'm going to have to watch all those.
Shit, I'm only five episodes.
Did you guys see The Pacific?
What makes it any better or different from The Sopranos?
Well, it's a lot different.
It's old timey.
Mainly,
it's in like the 50s?
It's in the 20s.
It's during Prohibition.
Nice.
So that there
I thought it was like a.
There in itself, it's a lot different. Than The Sopranos. Tone-wise, it's a lot different. I would say it's a lot more violent than The Sopranos.
You know what I really like about it? Fucking Steve Buscemi's character is clearly
Steve Buscemi?
A bad... Yeah, he's the main guy.
Character. Nookie,
he's clearly a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's likable, but it's not just he's likable. It's not like he's like a charming asshole. He does things that are genuinely nice for people.
It's very confusing. It's a very odd duality that his character
has. Looks out for number one a lot and does shady shit. But at the same time, he'll go out of his way to help people that it'll provide him no gain. He'll just do something nice.
It's the hallmark of like a really well-written character because he's not just one thing.
You can associate with
him. Exactly.
Right. You don't know what he's going to do.
The show is really well done. It's acted very well. It's written very well. But Steve Buscemi plays Nookie Thompson,
he's the treasurer of Atlantic City.
Yeah, and he basically...
But he's like the most powerful guy in the state.
He's crooked, and he ends up bringing all the booze into New Jersey during Prohibition, and his brother's like the head of police. It's really good. And then his
nephew. That kid kicks ass in that
Michael,
show.
Michael Pitt, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then Lucky Luciano.
And
what were the Jewish guys?
Al Capone?
Al Capone. Al Capone's played by the guy who plays Tommy from Snatch.
Yep. Yeah, and he's good. You know, I didn't like that guy when he was in Public Enemies. I thought his, like, old-timey, Chicago accent
saw it.
It was awful. Public Enemies was Yeah, you did. I thought we saw it in the theater together.
We didn't see Public Enemies again.
It was awful. Don't
I tell you what I want to see.
Don't ever bother. That movie
I want to see The Fighter.
You know, I'm on the fence about that.
I didn't at first, and then I watched the trailer. I was like, I really want to see this.
You know, it's another movie where Christian Bale lost, like, 70 pounds.
Yeah, he lost a ton of weight.
That guy's crazy with, like, putting on weight.
Fucking Marky Mark's all jacked up. Sexy-ass Amy Adams is in it.
Yeah, I like her. It looks interesting.
It's a true story of fucking, Mickey Ward. I like that. That's true stories.
That's enough of the reason for me not to want to see it. Because I hate movies that are true stories, typically. Usually that means the movie's not good. If they have to throw out there right away based on a true story, usually means the story's pretty weak.
But I mean, Goodfellas.
Yeah, but...
Casino.
Yeah. But they didn't... I feel like in the...
Fucking Donnie Brasco.
In those movies, did they like throw it out there in the promotions that it was all real? I don't feel like they did.
I don't know. All those movies came out before I
paid attention. I mean, all those are good. I agree with you there.
But those are also all mafia.
Donnie Brasco is really underrated.
Donnie Brasco is like my... It's like... It might be... don't know if it's my favorite, but it's
good.
It's unfortunate that it's not one of those movies that they play over and over again.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know, whereas Goodfellas, not that Goodfellas is a good movie. Goodfellas is a great movie, but they play it all the time on TV. You never see Donnie Brasco.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I never really thought of
Donnie Brasco does not get its dues, because that movie...
Really good.
It's severely underrated.
I put it right up there with Casino and Goodfellas. Yeah, it's like up there with my favorite mafia movies.
It's really good.
Johnny Depp kicks ass in it. Pacino kicks ass in it.
Yeah, it's really good. I love it. That's a great movie.
A lot of people in that movie, actually. What's his name? Michael Madsen's in that movie.
Michael Madsen. Yeah, it's good stuff. Talking about movies.
Bruno Kirby.
I went to this blog, care of, what's that? Up Rocks. Up Rocks. One of their little blogs that they promote and link called Pajab or
never seen it.
Pajiba. How would you say that?
Pajiba.
Pajab.
Jibba.
Pajibba.
Pajab.
Pajab.
There's an A at the end.
Pajibba. Pajibba. Oh, that was an A Pajiba?
Pajiba?
I don't know. They're a movie blog.
Is it a soft J?
I'm trying to give these people credit because they're a movie blog, and I have read some of their stuff before. Actually, the guy trashed Scott Pilgrim, so I don't know why I'm giving him any credit. But he put out a list of the... this isn't really like an opinion list. This is just a list that is worth discussing. He put out a list of the biggest box office bombs of this year.
I was surprised that one of the movies that's on that.
So we're just going to go through the list real quick, because several of these movies I think we all kind of like. Number 10, and he did this just based on gross. He didn't do this like gross versus what it cost to make.
It's not opening weekend, right? It's just this total?
In total. Number 10 was Splice, coming in at $17 million.
No, it's not surprising.
You know what I think that is? I don't think it's the quality of the film. Poorly I think it's marketed. Promotion.
Promotion? Well, not only that, but...
Because I love that
consider...
Movie.
You gotta... The mainstream is not gonna like that movie.
See, I feel like if it got enough push...
It's an art house movie.
No. Well,
I don't know what that means, but yes.
It's me neither.
It's not an art house movie, but... It was good.
So we're in agreement.
It was
an art
really
house
good.
Movie?
Yeah. It was definitely an art house movie. I mean, there's no.
Me and Vinny.
No. Like Peter Greenaway did not like Splice.
Greenaway loves Splice.
I read it on his blog.
Right.
That guy has a blog. I would hate to read it.
Called The Mean Way. Peter Greenaway.
Nice. I love that guy. He's like, I'm not going to spend a lot of time with him, but I read this interview with him. I swear to God, it was like reading like algebra. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah,
very smart guy. Zed and Two Knots, really cool movie.
What's number 9?
Number 9 is... Youth in Revolt. Did anybody see this?
No, but I heard good
things,
that was
the
actually.
Movie with Galifianakis and Michael Cera, but he forms almost like a Tyler Durden.
Personality.
Like
yeah.
a Tyler Durden part. Is
it
that even
like
out
it was
on DVD?
Funny.
I heard it was good. People told me it was good.
I heard actually decent things.
Yeah, that's what I
never
heard.
Saw it.
It looked funny. I
judging by the fact it's number 9, it probably was good.
It made...
Because if Splice was 10...
Right.
It made...
Oh, no, I've seen this list. Things...
It made 15...
Things go already.
Youth in Revolt made $15.2 million. And isn't it crazy... This is just what I think. Isn't it crazy that you talk about bombs and something made $15 million? Like,
well, when it cost $100 million...
Well, I don't think Youth in Revolt was costing $100 million, but... Again, this list isn't based on... what it cost budget versus gross.
Right.
This is just gross.
I'll tell you what, I'll be buying Splice on DVD.
It's out already.
DVD. Well, better do that.
I actually almost bought it for your birthday.
Oh.
But I didn't.
I can't drink Splice.
Yes. That's why I actually didn't buy it. My Soul to Take is number 8. That was... And
Wes Craven?
Yeah, that looked terrible. And it probably was terrible. It was like Wes Craven... And it was about a group of teens where they get killed in their dreams.
Without Freddy, though.
I feel like I've seen that movie before 7 or 8 times.
9.
Depending. I feel like, yeah. You know,
I had no incentive to see that.
You guys saw the trailers, though, right?
Oh, yeah. It looked like Nightmare
on Elm Street. I remember seeing the trailer, and I was like, why the fuck would I want to see
it? It was like Nightmare on Elm Street meets fucking Final Destination.
Yeah.
Because, like, the one kid could see it coming, right?
Oh, yeah. It looked awful.
Didn't look good.
Number 7 is a movie that I know Vinny liked, and me and Gogs wet our whistles with, like, we watched, like, 5 minutes of it, but we couldn't really hear it, so we stopped watching it. Repo Men made $13.7 million.
Want to see.
Yeah.
I liked it.
The 5 minutes that Gogs and I watched, I was into it, and I really want to finish it.
Side note, I really like the ending.
This weekend has fucked me up as far as farting is concerned, because I kind of, it's kind of carte blanche up there, now that I'm back in the real world.
Right. Get a reel that in. Yeah, yeah. Get control. Yeah, yeah. Control that.
That house smelled like so many farts.
Oh, it's so bad. So bad.
That house just smelled like a house of farts.
Like, it smelled like stale beer like
hops and
fucking
sadness.
30-year-old dude ass.
Anyways, alright, so Repo Men was number 7. I think that we all think that's a pretty good movie. I'm already going to say it's good. I haven't even finished
it. I haven't seen it all the way, but I want to now.
You will definitely like it.
See, I love that.
Yeah,
you'll,
I think I'll like it.
You'll like it, but it's not going to be... I mean, it wasn't a fantastic movie.
I think it looked interesting.
It was good.
I like. I don't know. I feel like
I can't wait to love it.
I feel like
you
that's,
will love.
I feel like that's another movie that got kind of white, like promotion. I feel like most movies cases you can kind of correlate promotion with box office. Sometimes.
It probably didn't help that it was just like the same plot as that Repo Genetic Opera,
which no one saw, which I don't think anyone even heard about besides me. Case 39. Now I had to really dig into my memory.
Oh, that was recent.
Yeah, it was a Halloween movie. Renee Zellweger. And I forget the male lead. And they're like, there's this girl that's
possession,
like...
A possession job.
Another possession movie, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like...
Hey. I saw ads for that for a week.
And it looked awful. And apparently it did not do very well.
Renee Zellweger is one of those people that just fell off. She looked great in Me, Myself, and Irene, and then I don't know what the fuck happened to her.
I don't see how she's like a draw. Like, I mean, obviously
not
she's
for
not...
Me. I think
very
for women.
Plain Jane. For
yeah.
Women.
But
she's
Me,
always
Myself,
been.
And Irene, she was hot.
Yeah. She was hot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
She's not. She's the kind of girl I see, and I'm like, she shouldn't be in movies. She doesn't, like, there's a certain echelon of hot that you get to be in a movie.
Okay.
She's definitely made for TV hot.
There you go. I agree. Radio. TBS. TBS level hot.
Very cool.
She's TNT hot. Does that still exist, TNT?
Your TCM, Turner Classic Movies hot.
Yeah, you're good enough for FX.
Mm.
All right.
They got the movies.
Number 5 is another movie that I heard good things about and never saw. The Let the Right One In remake, Let Me In. It did $12 million. Now, in this movie's case, because it actually got pretty decent reviews,
uh-huh.
I feel like, one, it was promotion, and two...
It had Hit Girl in it, right?
Yeah, it had Chloe Mortez, or whatever her name is, the girl that played Hit Girl in Kick-Ass. But I think that this movie not only had poor promotion, but it also opened...
Vampires.
It opened the same weekend as The Social Network, which seemed like it had a lot going behind it.
Had a lot of momentum.
Yeah, and it
David Fincher, it just plus
kinda,
people love Facebook.
It just kind of killed it.
Plus, the Facebook didn't let the Let Me In Facebook page exist.
Is that right?
They're like, you go to MySpace.
That's not true.
Wouldn't friend them.
Yeah.
It wouldn't friend them.
Go to Friendster.
But I heard good things about it. I don't know. I never saw it. I love the original, and I hate remakes. So I'm sort of glad that when movies like that fail, because hopefully it'll discourage more remakes. But we all know that's not going to happen.
Nope.
The next one is... Extraordinary Measures. I don't even know what that is.
Never heard of it. Extraordinary Look, Measures or Extraordinary?
Extraordinary.
Same word, isn't it?
It is the same word, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just a question of how you want to say it.
It's true. You know, the difference between extraordinary and ordinary is that little extra.
It's a little extra.
Looks boring.
Extraordinary. Oh, that was with box office dynamo Brendan Fraser.
Oh, this is the one where it's like, I gotta cure my son.
Yeah.
And
it's like a cancer cure. It's Harrison Ford and
Brendan Fraser.
So the Mummy meets Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah, but what happened? Like the kid had cancer.
There's some deal where it's like
Portland couple has two children with Pompe disease, a genetic anomaly that kills before a child's 10th birthday. The husband, John, who's in advertising, contacts Robert Stonehill, a researcher who has a theory on him. Like,
alright, never
so
mind.
The kid's like a time bomb. If you knew your kid had that disease, I just have a little countdown to his 10th birthday.
I just throw him off a bridge.
I'm having a kid in 2 weeks.
Well, I'm not going to throw your kid off a bridge.
I won't strap a clock on him.
Number 3 is Jonah Hex, which I heard was awful.
Yeah, like it was going to be pretty bad.
And it was only 73 minutes long. So you got to appreciate the
it
fact
felt
that...
felt longer.
Did you watch it? You actually saw it?
I saw it.
When did you see it?
I watched it at my neighbor's house.
How did it work out? Like, tell us your review. I didn't know that anybody here... Did you see it?
Parts of it were kind of cool, but the rest of it was just kind of there.
Yeah.
It was a
little wild, wild
west. You know, it was very wild, wild west. Like, that's the best way to describe it. Wild, very, very wild, chicken, wild chicken, west. Chicken, chicken, wild.
You know who wrote that, don't you?
Oh.
The guys that wrote Crank.
I can see that.
But it worked.
I mean, the scene where there was one scene where he had two chain guns on the side of his horse that was kind of fun.
Yeah. But overall, it was really bad.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't.
How was Megan Fox and her dynamic acting? I mean, she's hot.
Dynamic.
Trey Manufique.
How is her delivery and her emotions?
Perfect.
Yeah.
The whole range.
She is terrible.
Depth O character.
She's so hot, though, but God, yeah. She's like a post next. As far as acting.
She's kind of just slutty hot.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry, am I supposed to be like, ew, gross? Wait, but she's hot.
I wouldn't say she's a classic beauty.
She's slutty hot in the way where you see her and you want to fuck her, right?
Right.
So what's wrong with that?
But I mean, like, she's not like a classic beauty.
You know what it is?
Like who?
Well, if I had to pick someone, I mean, honestly, well, as you already said earlier, but Audrey Hepburn. Like, that girl was fucking gorgeous. All right,
give me somebody in the current generation.
Well, give,
fucking,
what are you? Scarlett Johansson.
You, here's the difference.
60 years
here's
old?
Here's the difference.
Scarlett Johansson is here's classic the, beauty. She's
Thumbs McGee, you could get away with who's anything.
Thumbs McGee?
Right. Oh, when we were just
Megan
talking
Fox.
About Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah.
You could Natalie get away
Portman,
with anything.
Ooh, yeah. Classic Ooh. Beauty.
Oh, I love
would
her.
Not let you get away with anything.
Right. I bet Natalie
when
Portman
I mean
looks
anything,
good.
I mean butt.
Yeah.
I really want to
I bet Natalie Portman looks pretty the second she gets out of bed.
I really want to see that movie Black Swan, by the way. Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Oh, she probably looks good, like, in the middle of taking a shit. Like, she probably looks good no matter what.
Classic beauty.
Yeah. All right. Megan Fox, though.
Megan Fox is probably... it takes a second to make that happen.
Hold on. Natalie Portman looks good while taking a shit. And Megan Fox, I just want her to take a shit on me.
All right, well, what's number six? Let's move on.
Did you know that, while we're still talking about Megan Fox real quick.
Oh, boy.
Did you know that she had, like, plastic surgery to look
on
like
her? On her thumbs?
No, she got, like I didn't
she
know
had
this.
Joker faced?
Look at her, like, she had, like, a facelift. And it's one of
too
the few.
Young.
She looked better. She didn't look anything like she used to look. Like, put in Megan Fox and then plastic surgery. Into Google. She looks totally different.
Need to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, before and afters?
Yeah, I mean, I saw them, and I was...
Fucking images.
What'd you do with your Googles?
Just do the first one.
Your Googles suck.
Where's your Googles?
What's wrong with your Googles, dude?
Fix your Googles.
Googles!
Can we call the IT department?
Ah!
Have you restarted?
Okay.
Oh, Vinny sucks.
I see. I know what's happening.
Well, anyway, she looked different. I mean, she still looked good. Before the surgery, but honestly, this is the one case where I think that the surgery did her a world of good.
You saw those Fergie before and after pictures I sent you, right?
Yeah.
Fergie looked way better before.
Yeah. But,
that's not.
Yeah, that's her.
People.
No, that's her.
Why did she do that to herself?
She looks better!
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
I kind of like old Megan Fox.
So do I.
Not me.
I like the natural look.
You're wrong.
The one on the right looks too much like Cher.
I like whores.
The one on the right looks too much like everybody fucking else in Hollywood. They're all the same goddamn face.
You notice her eyes get soulless between the two pictures.
That's what I like.
I know. I know.
I like dead, soulless eyes.
Ew.
Anyway.
She ruined herself.
I disagree.
Way to go, dummy.
She became a huge movie star. She went from obscurity to being a huge movie star.
She also got ugly.
Based upon
Let's
her looks.
Let's get you a facelift.
There's no fixing.
Buy them coke.
There's no fixing this. It's a whole total breakdown. Yeah. Anyway.
Take it down to a stump. Build it back.
Pretty much. Just tear it all down.
It's a gut job. It's a gut job.
Boo. All right, number two was MacGruber, which I never saw.
MacGruber! I heard it was
that
awful.
Could not have been.
I heard it was bad. I never saw it.
I heard from a guy who loves the sketch that it was.
I like the sketch. You know, the thing is, the sketch was funny, but like as soon as I heard a movie, I'm like, a movie?
I mean, the sketch is based around the idea that it's 15 seconds long.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't seem like a good like. Here's an interesting question, though: in the echelon of SNL sketches to movies. Is that the worst? Because I think Night at the Roxbury has to be close to the
Coneheads?
Top.
I kind of like Night at the Roxbury.
They made two Coneheads. They were successful. Really?
Yeah. What's the next one?
Wayne's World was one of the better ones.
Wayne's World was good. Doesn't age well. I watched it the other day. I was like...
Something. I like it does.
It was a movie of the times.
It was. I agree with that.
I just watched it recently.
What else? What other movies? They had Pat. Did you ever see the Pat movie?
It's Pat.
That was a movie?
What about the Stuart Smalley movie?
I never saw that. I assume that was...
Stuart Smalley and his family.
That character was just annoying as shit.
That guy's a senator now.
I know. I'm not really a big fan of Al Franken.
Never was.
He's smart, but he's not
He's a whiny bitch.
He is whiny.
Take that,
libertarian.
If anyone's this over with, he's like thumbing his gun.
Yeah, I know. Number one, I don't know how they can do this, because it's not technically over yet. I guess they've already estimated how much it's going to make, but The Warrior's Way.
Oh, yeah.
Which one was that? It just came out. It came out this Friday.
Ninjas.
The one with the ninjas and the samurais.
And the cowboys.
Get the fuck out.
It made $3 million this past weekend, and they estimate it's only going to make another two.
So Cowboys and Aliens, that's not a funny movie. That's an actual
serious movie. No, it's a serious movie. Well, it's serious as any goofy action movie. But yeah, The Warrior's Way tanked.
Surprise.
Yeah. I mean, is it any real surprise that it tanked?
No.
Now, you got to think, though, we can't say that they didn't promote the fuck out of that movie, because they really did.
They really did.
But
it probably wasn't that expensive to make, though.
I don't know. It looked pretty...
Jeffrey Rush was the most... And Kate Bosworth.
Yeah. I mean, actor-wise, but it looks like there's a lot of effects and shit in it.
It looks digital backlot.
CGI.
Stuff's not cheap. You'd be surprised. Scott Pilgrim cost $60 million. I don't know what they spent all that money on.
Cool shirts.
Dong.
I mean, you saw that movie. Did you feel like that was a $60 million?
The DJ scene with all the speakers?
But that's all CGI. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it may have been all actor money.
No, it might be dragons. They Scott Pilgrim is all like no names, basically.
Buckets of drugs.
Low, like the biggest name in that movie is Michael Cera.
Yeah, doesn't he command?
Whoa,
lots
no.
And lots
what
of
about
money?
The guy who played Gideon?
What
about fucking Human Torch? What about Superman?
Those guys don't. You're not talking A-list guys. Those guys aren't
making A-list guys.
You're talking about Chris Evans, Jason Schwartzman, and
C-list.
Yeah, and Tops. What's his name? What's the
Brendan Roth?
Those guys aren't making. They're not. They didn't spend the majority of that budget on those actors. I'm telling you.
What about fucking Die Hard's daughter?
Oof, she is so hot. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, I think her name. God, she's hot.
The names that you guys are able to retain blows my mind.
Die Hard's daughter?
Well, yeah, I mean, he pulled out that three-word name.
Well, you gotta look her up to Google to hopefully that she shows up naked somewhere so you have to remember.
After you barely locks it in.
Yeah. After you beat off to Bruce Willis's daughter and Die Hard, or Live Free or Die Hard, you eventually learn her name. It's the classy thing to do.
I just think she is so hot.
She's very hot in that movie.
She was hot. You know where she's hot?
Sweet fuck.
Death Proof.
That's right. She was
the cheerleader.
Oh,
oof! You ever see that?
Wrap it up, is what he's saying. All right. Oof. Past my bedtime.
All right,
Shia LaBeouf.
That's really it. That's all I got.
That's it.
That's it.
Great.
I was kind of looking forward to another one.
I went through the whole list.
That's it.
The whole list.
I felt like that was 10.
Yeah.
So was the 10th the worst?
Yeah, it's only made $5 million.
The first one was the worst.
The first one made the most money.
I see.
Well, yeah, Splice made
$17 million, which
so Splice did the worst.
No, Splice exactly. did the best out of that list.
All right, gotcha. Well,
Splice almost wasn't the
bad.
Bomb.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that Splice cost that much money to make either. I mean, Adrian Brody's not commanding a huge amount of money.
He probably wasn't really cheap because he liked the movie.
Not a lot happening.
He's been in a lot of movies lately too. Maybe he's going through like a Nick Cage thing where he's just like has to be in like every movie. God, have you guys seen the trailer for Nick Cage's new movie? Not the Drive Angry, the one that's like a fantasy movie. It's called Seasons of the Witch.
What?
Oh my god, it looks...
Wait, is this different than The Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, he's in some fantasy movie where he's like a knight, and he's gotta transport this witch, and she like kills his teammates. It looks... awful.
Season of the Witch, like Halloween 3?
I think it's called
Season...
Look up Nick Cage. Look up Nick Cage. There it is. Seasons of the Witch. 2010. Yep, that's it. Yeah, Season of the Witch.
Yeah. Isn't that just the exact same cover as the Robin Hood movie?
He looks like Viggo Morgenstern.
Viggo Morgenstern!
Oh, and if you haven't seen the latest episode of Sonny, find someone to watch it. It's so good.
Tom Sizemore was so funny in that.
14th century crusader returns to a homeland devastated by the plague.
Of course. Hate that plague.
Church, priest, grieving knight, headstrong youth, girl, embattled party, horrific discovery.
Hammers.
Three hammers.
Powerful force.
Well, what's that? Every other movie.
Watch the trailer. It looks awful. Like, he just, like, it is bomb.
Well, maybe next week we can interview him about it.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah. Next week we're going to talk about all of his new movies coming out, because he has a bunch.
We can literally do a whole show on his upcoming project.
There we go.
The Jay Burchell.
Oh, this is the trailer.
A Rogue picture. They don't
make good movies.
Actually, some of their stuff's not that bad.
Like what?
I don't know.
You've come a long way, my friend. Across oceans.
Ron Perlman's in this.
Seen things few men have seen. But few are still will believe.
Oh god, it already looks bad.
The end is in sight.
Force is so evil.
Whisper throughout the land. The hour of our judgment is upon us.
It comes out.
What madness is this? This is a curse from hell.
Did you ever see that Mutant Chronicles movie?
No, you said it was so bad. I never tried.
I never saw it.
Somebody told me it was bad.
With like Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
I am Damon of Blackrock.
Your name has become.
What's wrong with that fuck?
It's probably like Plague Rat and Rave Hanging Tom.
You will destroy the witch's powers. The witch is not what I say.
It's like dumb as hell.
If she's not
yeah,
what
she
say,
he has to escort a witch.
She will not be yours to burn.
You're not like the others.
Oh, listen to the music.
Witch,
I love when they put she octane music in my fantasy novel.
Are you?
All right. Ah, yes, catapults.
I mean, we've seen the entire movie, right?
Yeah.
It's convenient when they show you the whole movie.
Yeah.
They must be punished.
Is she a Muslim?
Oh yeah.
We're gonna need more holy water.
It's almost like we're gonna need a bigger boat. This is broad.
I don't know. When you're plugging Ron Perlman,
I love Ron Perlman.
I'm just saying, he's not. That's not why I'm going to see the movie.
He's great in Hellboy.
No, we should just go to a theater and just get him to play my copy of Willow.
With octane music in the
with
background.
Octane music.
We must slay the dragon. The dragon must be slayed.
Willow with the soundtrack done by Nickelback.
What we should do is like we should cut the Willow trailer and put like Disturbed behind it.
There you go.
That'd be great.
Yeah, do it. Same thing.
I'm Mad Mardigan. Down with the sickness! Out of the way, Peck!
Yeah. What was the, that guy where I saw Neil Hamburger, was it? He had this one joke, like, what do you get when you take the members of, who's saying, of Smash Mouth and jam 5 cents up their ass?
What?
Nickelback!
alright, that's enough. Good night, folks.
Call it a day.
See you guys.